USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Consumer sentiment is stuck at a 10-year low due to high inflation. The University of Michigan's final reading for May confirmed a more than 10% decline from April. The survey noting negative views on buying conditions for houses and big-ticket items, as well as the outlook for the economy. However, it found less than one quarter of consumers expected to be worse off financially a year from now. President Biden says a graduating class at the U.S. Naval Academy is ready to help guide the nation to a better future. In his commencement address on Friday, Biden congratulating the 1,100 graduates for persevering through challenges added on by the COVID-19 pandemic. He went on to say this class is graduating at an inflection point, noting their values will help guide the nation to a better future. USA Radio News.
Paid for by Govmint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
A man shot and killed 19 children and two teachers at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas earlier this week. Texas Department of Public Safety reports officers may have waited up to an hour before engaging and killing the shooter. Appearing on Fox and Friends, Texas State Senator Roland Gutierrez says there may have been a failure of protocol.
Certainly there was, if you're looking at a book that says this is how you do things, that's not what happened here.
Southern Baptist leaders released a once secret list identifying hundreds of pastors and church employees accused of sexual abuse. The decision to release a list of names Thursday came after a firm Guidepost Solutions released a bombshell report investigating the claims. The firm unveiled a 205-page list with names of over 700 church workers accused of abuse between 2000 and 2019. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you miss the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. There are hundreds of thousands of members, and they love it. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and this is obviously huge. The typical family saves around $6,000 a year switching to MediShare. Find out more. They're great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
The National Rifle Association is holding their annual meeting in Houston on Friday for the first time since the pandemic. Many confirmed speakers and singers are skipping the convention based on the tragedy that took place in Uvalde, Texas earlier this week, including country music star Lee Greenwood, who said it felt obvious to skip the convention.
For me to go and play at the NRA just days after the shooting would be an endorsement, and people would then deem that as I like this weapon. And I, obviously that weapon killed kids, and I just couldn't go.
The Senate is out on recess, but not before Democrats and Republicans could agree that they have to discuss gun control.
A new bipartisan Senate group on gun control is hyper-focused on a deal that Democrats want, the ability to red flag Americans with legislation that would allow authorities to temporarily take away guns from people considered to be a threat to themselves or others. The Republicans involved are Lindsey Graham from South Carolina, Susan Collins from Maine, retiring Senator Pat Toomey from Pennsylvania, and Senator Bill Cassidy from Louisiana phoned in. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell from Kentucky gave the negotiations his okay.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. Please stay safe if you are one of the 39 million people out there traveling over this Memorial Day weekend. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.